You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
1 John 1:8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The connection here, nobody is perfect, so we have to have a system of checks and balances within our government. Today's guest is well-versed in business and is currently a congressional candidate for Florida's 24th District. Laverne Spicer, welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Thank you, Jason, for inviting me on. I'm glad to be here.
I mentioned that you are well-versed in business. I'm really interested to hear more about the business that you started.
When I first came to Miami as a very young person, I attended beauty school. That was always my passion, doing hair. And I began to work with my mentor. And I spent many years working with her until she passed. And after she passed, I became the business owner of the salon that I was working at. And after she died, I started an organization that is named Curly's House. That was her nickname, Curly. And Curly's House is a ministry. It's all about giving back. You know, a lot of times people are facing so much hardship and dealing things in their life. And a lot of times they need simple stuff. You know, the three basic necessities in life, food, shelter, clothing, you know, job, things like that. And those are some of the things that we offer. Tuesday through Friday, we give out food to our community, to people that are in need. We don't play the zip code game with them. And what that means is that a lot of times when organizations receive funding, if you're not from their zip code, then they won't service you. We do not do that. If you come here and you're in need, we give you the food. We also help them with other things. Maybe they need clothing in their homes for the kids. We help them with that. We also have a little section for the babies, and we give them baby food and Pampers and things like that. I also help the homeless population. Like if they're going on a job interview, I will provide my services to them free of charge so that, you know, they can go looking presentable and hopefully get hired. And if they need clothing, we can give them clothing also for the interview. And that's what it's all about.
Tell us briefly about your walk with Christ. And did you grow up in a religious household? How did you come to know Christ?
Both of my parents and my grandparents came from a very religious family, especially on my father's side. Growing up as a young person, I always attended church and I always believed in God. He touched my heart and actually he asked me to feed the sheep. And at the time, I did not know what feed the sheep actually meant, but I could tell you that I found out. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now, is feeding the sheep and feeding the multitudes. Because a lot of times people pray, they have faith and they believe, but, you know, a lot of times with the hardship and things that they go through, sometimes it makes it kind of hard for you to hold on to that faith. But that's what we are here to do, to guide them, to show them love and compassion, because the words that with love and kindness have outdrawn thee. And we show them that love and kindness because that's what God is all about. He never turns his back and he never gives up on us.
Laverne, I mentioned that you're a current congressional candidate for Florida's 24th district. One of the biggest things that is facing Christians today in our country, and not only in our country, but around the world, is the fact that there will never be social issue unanimity. There will never be unanimity when it comes to social issues. It's not going to happen. We all, I feel, have to understand the other person's point of view, be willing to acknowledge the other person's point of view. What are your thoughts on unanimity when it comes to social issues?
That is so true, you know, and I think at the end of the day, we all have to find that common ground where it's okay to disagree without totally being disrespectful at the same time. A lot of times with my clients, a lot of them are strictly Democrats, and they have their belief, and, you know, we just learn how to find that common ground where I try to share my point of view about what I feel without really stepping on their toes. And the same thing with our families. You know, right now, so many families have stopped speaking when you disagree with them, and especially when you walk away from the Democratic Party. I've seen people posting on social media, oh, my family isn't speaking to me and my sister isn't speaking to me. I mean, that's really horrible. That's really sad. At the end of the day, you know, we just got to learn how to put God first and pray. Ask Him to give us understanding and how to approach people and find a way to say things sometimes that's not condescending, and just find the balance in the conversation where we can meet each other halfway and agree that it's okay to disagree.
What are some of your favorite Bible verses? I know a lot of people I talk to say, and for me too, it always depends on kind of what I'm going through at the moment as well. But
yes.
What are some Bible verses you hold close to you, maybe even a couple life verses?
Psalms 91, and especially true for today because, you know, with everything that's taking place, and the Bible is most definitely fulfilling. You always hear people say that, you know, and especially with the coronavirus, you know, and many wars and rumors of wars and all of that. So Psalms 91, I always find comfort in that because he said, I will protect you and I will cover you with my wings or my feathers and no harm will come to you. And also Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. That verse also I find comfort in because sometimes things you're going through can be really rough and hard. But I find comfort in knowing that at the end of the day, God has already worked it out because he said all things work together for the good, not some things, all things. And I love Psalms 37, fret thyself not for evildoers, nor be envious of thy way. Psalms 119, you know, God be a lamp, light unto my path, you know, just light my way and guide me because people do set traps. So a lot of times you just have to stay in prayer.
I want to get into talking specific areas as I'm sure a lot of your constituents down there will be hearing this show. So what are some areas where your constituents, and not only your constituents, Laverne, but the country can count on you not to waver from God's view over the worldview?
One of the areas is abortion. That's one of the biggest issues and challenges, especially for the Black community. Planned Parenthood is always located in the Black districts, in the Black areas, in the Black community. And that's one of the strongholds that we really differ and argue on. And it's also along with what is taking place right now with the police and the brutality, when it's a white police officer involved and the person is Black that gets shot or killed. Everybody is in panic mode. You see Black Lives Matter. You see the same race baiters show up. Any given weekend, you have over 40 or 50 people that get shot and murdered, killed in Chicago. And at the same token, nothing is said. Nothing is said. Even in my district, with these birthday parties there, I have a 3-year-old child was killed at his own birthday party. And the week after that, a young little girl, she was murdered at her birthday party. No outrage. Of course, we saw it on the news as usual, but no outrage. But when it's a white police officer that's involved, then we see all of the coverage on the news and they're racist and this is racist and this racist agenda. It's like two sides to the story. I have been pulled over by the police But when they asked me for my driver's license, I gave it to them. I didn't refuse. If they asked me to get out of the car, I didn't refuse, you know, and it was no problems. So at the end of the day, everything was okay. It's sometimes it's all about doing what you're supposed to do. Those are some of the things that I would like to focus on. And another thing is also for the homeless population. That's really sad when you have veterans that have been overseas. They fought for this country. They return home to end up homeless and staying in the streets. But on the same token, we have illegal people coming here into the United States, and they are putting them up in hotels for $300 a night, while you have people that have worked every day struggling, trying to make it, and are homeless. So we need to do more here in the United States to help those that are citizens, that have worked, that have paid into the American dream, into the American system, and into the American way.
Laverne, when you look at your district, the 24th Congressional District in the state of Florida, give us the biggest issues that are facing your district and tell us exactly why you want to represent that district.
At least we are open now. Thank God for Governor DeSantis, the state of Florida. Some of the challenges were that small businesses were closed. A lot of businesses that were not considered essential businesses were closed for like at least 3 or 4 months. And people are still struggling trying to maintain their business. Some of them may recover. Some of them may never recover from being closed for that amount of time. That's one of the issues we are facing. We are also facing the issue with the cops as well here. Governor DeSantis, once again, he put it out there and let them know, hey, we are supporting our police. Do not bring that foolishness here. And I thank God for that. When, you know, you're watching the news, you're looking at the media, and you seeing what's taking place in the United States and all of these atrocities that's taking place with the burning, looting, and murdering. Just the other day, they decided to block off an intersection in the middle of the street. These vigilantes, they are just harassing people, random people, harassing them. All of this needs to stop. All of it needs to stop. So these are some of the issues that I will be fighting for in my district, as well as freedom of speech, which is an issue here, the Second Amendment rights, the Constitution itself, and the changes that they are trying to make. You know, they're trying to turn this place into a communist country. We need to put our country first and fight for it and not just allow them to do what it is that they want to do to the American people.
When you look at our country as a whole, the greatest country in the world, the greatest country that God created, what areas in our country right now is God missing the most?
We need to turn back to God for all things in this country, for everything, for the school systems, the Congress that we're seeing in place now that is truly doing some very satanic things. What we're seeing on TV, the entertainment industry, we need God there like never before. Especially when you have entertainers like Lil Nas has a video where he's sliding down into the gates of hell and doing a lap dance with Satan. And he also came up with the Satan's tennis shoes with the 666 logo on it. The sad part is that he have millions of followers that are young kids that are following him. As he is worshiping, so are they worshiping. This is what we are seeing, and they think that it's okay, and it's not okay, because at the end of the day, it's going to take a lot of prayer to bring them out of those traps that they are getting enticed into. And he's not the only one. We see it all the time, like I said, with the entertainment industry, whether it's Beyonce, whether it's Little Vert, Cardi B, and the rest of them that are just destroying the youth through their music. And they think it's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So especially in that department, we need God more now than ever before.
I want to get your thoughts on this. It's something that came up in an earlier episode when I was talking with three-time Olympic gold medalist for USA Softball, Leah Amico. What would you have done had you been on the floor when Congress made the decision to pray to a fake god earlier this year?
Walked out. I mean, the same thing took place here in Florida, in Homestead. It's a video online, and the leaders there open up, and they let them know that they're getting ready to pray. And you saw people exiting the room, and they did a open prayer to Satan, to Satan. And these are the leaders of Homestead. When you have people with the satanic agenda that are praying for this country, no, they are going to take us straight there. I would have walked out, but I would also let them know I do not, you know, stand for that. I'm not condoning that, and I'm not going to be a part of that prayer at all.
Laverne, thanks a lot. Definitely appreciate you joining me here on Our Faith, Our Country for this episode. Do you mind praying us out before we end the show today?
Sure. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we come to you today to thank you for everything, to thank you for this beautiful country that many of us was born in and that some of us immigrated to. Lord God, we thank you for everything, for your grace, for your mercy. Please keep us safe. Please keep us safe. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Protect us from the things that we see and from the things that we don't see. Lord, continue to cover us with your love and kindness. Continue to show us mercy. Continue to keep our minds focused on you, Lord. Please don't leave us, Lord, because we need you now more so than ever. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.